Today on Greatness Coaching and Therapy with Heidi M, we are discussing motivation. Motivation is so incredibly important. In fact, it's the thing that gets you out of bed in the morning, and without it, life is very, very dull. Heidi, hello.
Yes.
How's it going?
Hello. It's going well, Eon. Thank you. Yes, you do need motivation. You need that fire. You need that something inside you that gets you up in the morning. But you know, the thing about motivation is that it does not come knocking on your door, presenting itself. Hi, Eon. I'm motivation. I'm here to assist. It does not work like that. The only motivation that you'll ever get is the motivation from getting started. Yes, yeah. I'll explain. Right. So, you have to set clear goals for yourself. If you don't set a goal, if there's nothing for you to hit, you'll miss every time. And that is a very grim way of living. So you need to put down your bum on a chair, get out pen and paper, or take your device and write down one or two or three clear goals. What is it? What do you want? Right. Short term and long term. All right, but don't do too many goals. Then you're going to confuse yourself and then you're going to procrastinate.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about next week, right?
So,
hold your horses, pick two. Okay. Then you have to ask yourself, why? That's a big one in life, right? So if one of your goals is to lose 10 kilos, you must ask yourself why. If your reason, if your why isn't strong enough, you're never going to do it. It's that why that's the driving force behind you reaching for your goal, right? And you know, and I think we spoke about this in a previous series as well, it's always stronger and better to do something for other people as well as yourself. If everything revolves around you all the time, it doesn't pan out. Things don't work out if you want to do everything just for yourself all through your life. That is a very miserable way of living. Then you're going to say to yourself, okay, this is my goal. This is my why. Now break it down. Divide your goal into smaller, manageable tasks, right? Because if it's one big goal, let's say somebody wants to earn, or somebody's now earning 30,000 rand a month, but their goal is to earn 100,000 rand a month. That is more than three times. So that is a big, big, daunting thing in front of you. Yes, you can do it, but it's going to be too high and too much of a mountain, too steep of a mountain to climb. So why don't you just break it down into smaller bits and say, all right, my first pit stop will be 50, and then 70, and then you go on like that, for example. And especially when it comes to getting in shape and losing weight as well, or managing your weight, it's also very difficult to say, I need to drop 100 kilos, you know. So start small. Start small, say, I'm dropping 10, and then we'll take it from there. And then a very big, an important thing is to visualize your success. Keep those pictures of you succeeding, how you will feel, what you will say to yourself, what you will do, how you will behave. All of those pictures in the front of your mind, and visit them every now and then to keep those visualizations of your success clean and clear and crisp in the front of your mind. That is so beautiful. And I read a beautiful thing the other day where it says that if you do that, if you have your dreams, your visualizations front of mind, your life will catch up with it sooner rather than later.
Mm.
And then the last thing is to surround yourself with people, books, content that inspire you and that uplift you, that makes you feel like you can do more, like you want to do more. It's very important. We are herd animals. I know I say it so often, but it's the truth. And we are not designed to do all kinds of amazing things all on our own. So surround yourself with people and content that can inspire you and uplift you and give you that extra pull towards your goal, towards your vision. And that's that, Eon. It's simple. It's very simple, but it's not always easy. So it all starts really with one very clear decision. This is what I want, and this is my little roadmap of how I'm going to get there.
Thank you so much, Heidi. I just wanted to ask you, is it normal to have a day or two where you really feel that you just need to take a break and you'll carry on later? Just a day or two, nothing longer.
Of course. Yes, of course, Eon. You know, I want to say a day, not two.
Yeah. No, it's
you
good.
You know, I get concerned when somebody has, let's call it a down day, when it's like two down days. And here I'm not talking about you knowingly and willingly taking a break, taking a holiday, taking a weekend away. It's not that I'm talking about. I'm talking about, okay, this is now Wednesday. I'm waking up and I'm feeling I cannot do this today. All right, all good and well. But you shouldn't allow yourself to do that the Thursday as well, you know, because then it's going to become, then it's for me too close to a downward spiral. You don't even want to venture there. Mm. So yes, it is normal. But I want to tell you this. Some people think that lying in bed and pulling the blankies over your head, hiding away, stuffing your face with cake, and that is self-care. They confuse that with self-care. That is not self-care. If you practice self-care, the correct self-care, which is doing regular exercise and taking your walks, drinking enough water, getting enough sunlight in your eyes and on your skin, sleeping adequately, properly, if you're getting proper sleep, if your diet is good, healthy fats, protein and veggies, greens, you know, cruciferous vegetables, those things. If you practice that kind of self-care, you will find that those days where you just can't get up out of bed are few and far between. For example, and I'm just a normal human being, nothing special about me, but I do practice the right kind of self-care. And I can honestly tell you that in 15 years, I've not had a day like that.
Wow.
Where I had to be, and that is where you are depositing enough in your self-care ATM you can make the withdrawals as you go on. You know what I mean?
That's a nice way of putting it, in your self-care. Yes. ATM. I love it.
That's
I love it. That's
your
brilliant.
Self-care ATM is fantastic. It's magic, because the more you put in, the less it runs out. The more you withdraw, the less it runs out. It's a never-ending cycle. It's a thing of beauty.
Exactly.
Tap into it. Yes.
No, Heidi,
yes.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. And of course, you know, if you said a day is fine, but if it's 2 days, 3 days, or even longer, you could run into procrastination, which is something we're talking about next week, where you just keep.
Yes.
I don't know why we do that. We keep postponing to number 99.9999, yeah. And I don't know why we do that, but we'll talk about that next week.
We will talk about that, Eon.
But it will be next week, not the week after or the week after that.
I'm not going to put it off. I am not. It will be next week.
Love it. Heidi, lastly, your contact details.
Fantastic. I am Heidi M. Wellness on Facebook. That's my business page. Or you can find me on Heidi Molensa. Or you can pop me a WhatsApp on 079-815-6305.
Fantastic. Heidi, you're a star. Thank you so much. Until next week.
Until next week, Ian. Bye-bye.
Bye.